So, have you ever had a big decision to make and you needed some quiet time to think things through and to think about your options? So, do you think maybe a loud rock concert would be a good place to go listen for that? No. What about a sporting event with thousands of fans? Another good place to go and think things through? Maybe not. You would need a place without distractions, right? Right. What about at the end of a stressful day or a week? How do people recharge and try to get that peaceful balance back in their lives? Sleep, which you probably can't do at a rock concert or a big sporting event. A walk, a run, reading, food, okay? Snacks, unhealthy food. Maybe going outside into your favorite nature place or something. Okay, the world adds so much noise to our lives that it's sometimes hard to quiet ourselves. And even TV, social media, things like that add a lot of noise. It's not all bad, but it's definitely not all good either. So sometimes in all of that noise, it's hard to focus on simple beauties, like the smile of a friend, or the birds chirping, or have you ever heard a bee visit a flower, or a hummingbird come to the feeder? It just quiets your soul. And in order to hear these types of things, there's things that we have to do, like slow down and put down our phones and be present in the moment and be patient. That's really hard. And today's scripture references part of that. But later today, we're also sending our older youth off to Montreat. And it's no coincidence that Montreat has some beautiful nature places to get quiet and to listen and to be still. But Montreat also has a large number of participants. But I imagine that it's quite different from the everyday world because all of these participants come with a common goal and a common reason: to get closer to God and to listen for that still small voice. And I have to add that you can hear God's voice, of course, in scripture and in prayer, through a song, through the voice of a Christian friend, and in when you're on social media or anywhere, maybe a church marquee outside. There's just sometimes that coincidences pop up and things that you need to see or things that you need to read just happen to come across your path. No coincidence. But have you heard the saying that we have two ears and one mouth for a reason? And that's because we're supposed to listen twice as much as we talk. Again, sometimes harder for some people rather than others. So is the question, is God still speaking? Or is the question, are we listening? So this week, our challenge is to join the Montreat youth and be intentional in listening for God's voice to us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the ways that you speak to us. Please help to quiet our hearts and souls and the world around us so that we can hear your voice. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.